This is KUT. Pretty much everyone on Medicaid here in Texas receives care through a Medicaid Managed Care program. It's a big program serving the state's most vulnerable populations. But there are some big problems. Mostly, there aren't enough doctors to take part in the program to help serve these populations. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports on what state lawmakers are doing to try to address that.
As always, step one in finding a legislative solution is to hold a hearing. For this problem, that duty fell to the House Human Services Committee. Here's the committee chair, Democratic Representative Richard Raymond of Laredo.
Medicaid managed care, as you all know, is now a really big deal in the state of Texas. And our job, and part of what the speaker wants us to do, is make sure that we make this program as good as possible.
It's a really big deal because more and more people are getting their health care through the state's managed care program, but there are not more doctors stepping up to serve them. According to the Texas Medical Association, in 2000, 67% of physicians were willing to take in new Medicaid patients. In 2014, that number dropped to only 34%.
Most kids in our state get care because of Medicaid, and so it is a critical program from my perspective and for my patients.
That's Dr. Ryan Van Ramshorst, a pediatrician in San Antonio. He says he's proud to serve the Medicaid patients in his community, but Van Ramshorst says the state needs to make getting more doctors to take part in the program a priority. He says one way to do that is to pay doctors more for taking those patients.
We know that Medicaid pays roughly 70% of Medicare rates. I have friends that are practicing in San Antonio that either cap their Medicaid population or they don't take it at all. And as a pediatrician, I want these kids to be taken care of.
And the program serves more than just the state's kids. Nursing home and long-term care patients, as well as people with disabilities, are also part of managed care. Dennis Burrell with the Coalition of Texans with Disabilities told lawmakers they need to revisit the issue of how much they are paying doctors. He says the limits the legislature set last year aren't sufficient for the years to come.
There's been an erosion of 30% of that pay since its high water mark. So we are way, way behind.
Lawmakers say they're committed to improving the state's delivery of health care to the state's Medicaid population. Last year, the state legislature passed a bill aimed at holding managed care organizations accountable for their network of health care providers. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.